B-Pod Studios.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Hello. I look around in here, nobody's wearing red.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
You're wearing pink,
that's
Nicole.
That's okay.
That counts,
yeah.
That's right.
Pink is the color of Valentine's Day.
Well, it's not like it's St. Patrick's Day where you get pinched, you know.
But isn't red the color of Valentine's Day?
No, pink, I think, is.
Really?
I would consider both.
Okay. Both are okay. Marissa's in here. She is going to take the city by storm today.
So ready.
Former intern, now employee of Beasley Media Group. She works in the commercials department. So she's going to go down to Pineville, 485 light rail stop.
Uh-huh.
And she's going to do what we did last year with Cameron, unsuccessfully. Date while you wait.
This year is going to be so successful. I can feel it.
How do you feel about finding the love of your life today?
I feel good about it, guys. You know, there's something very nostalgic about the possibility of getting rejected to your face and not swiped left.
Yeah.
You know, and this time I feel like I have a fighting shot.
Well, you know, it is kind of like, you know, in-person Tinder, but just with, like, Connect Four and a train.
Right, kind of like dating.
Kind of. Before Tinder.
Bumble and Tinder.
Yeah, I mean, you might find love on the light rail platform.
It's 6 a.m.
Listen, we have a table for you. We have Dunkin' has provided donuts and coffee.
Thank you, Dunkin'.
We literally are setting everything up. We bought you the room and decorated it. Now you just got to take it to town.
Oh, we should have got rose petals.
Mm.
That would have been romantic.
Yeah. Mm. Well, thank you guys, because let's be real. I don't have the money to date multiple people, especially in the same day.
We're not getting it out today.
Yeah. So anyone listening, another reason why I'd be super faithful.
So if you're, she's too poor to cheat. I love Marissa.
You take her out to a good dinner. She's yours.
We're going to check in with you throughout the morning. You're going to be out there and set up and ready to go. Hopefully like in the next 40 minutes or so that you get the 6:45 train maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
I wish we had cool names for these trains, like the L train.
It's the blue line.
Love on the L train.
That's the blue line.
Yeah, it's the blue line.
Because pretty soon there's going to be like, I felt like they'd go to red, but it's like some other weird color. Like it's not, it's
crimson.
Like white.
The crimson line. So what are you looking for in a man if somebody's listening and they're on their way, they're single?
You know, at this point, Manny, I'm looking for a pulse.
Okay.
I see dating's going well in Charlotte.
I'm really not.
That doesn't
picky.
Have four legs and poop in a litter box? Is that what you're looking for?
You know, honestly.
A breeding person with two legs. I'll take it.
Just something warm. Something warm.
Date while you wait. Sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Or Dunkin'. They drop donuts.
Yeah. Well, do we have a sign? It should say, if you have a pulse, sit down.
Yes. If you have a pulse on your gal.
Stay long enough to give my mother some hope, and then you can go.
Did you tell your mom you were doing this today?
You know,
what does mom
think? I'm sure she's tuned in. I'm sure she's listening on her app. I'm sure she has her fingers crossed, rosary in hand.
Good.
Just really, really praying for me out here. It's hard.
Rocking
it's hard
back
in the streets.
Forth.
That's why we're going to the light rail.
All right. Well, good luck today. We'll check
Thank
in with you.
You
in about 30 minutes.
I look good. I feel good. I'm ready
you
to get
do
hurt.
Look good.
I'm ready to get hurt.
Yeah. Very attractive.
Yeah.
You're not going to get hurt. You're going to find the love of your life.
That's right. All those nice business people going uptown.
Yeah. And then your anniversary beyond Valentine's Day, which is so easy to remember. Shirley and I, today's our 3-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, he's in a different state.
I was going to say, that's sweet. You guys are spending it together. Yeah. It looks like it's going well.
Yeah.
Spending it together on FaceTime.
Yeah, pretty much.
What are you looking for in a guy besides a pulse, for real? Like, good job?
Yeah, good job for sure.
Humor?
Humor, definitely.
Yeah, you got a good sense
definitely.
Of humor.
I mean, I have to admit, I am a little shallow, so I go good. For looks at first.
Okay.
I go for looks at first.
Now,
are you a heightist? Do they need to be a certain height?
No, I'm not insecure.
Our producer, Aaron, our video producer, will be out there with you. Will you be sending him? Will you be like, Aaron, over there, that guy?
Grab
or are you going to be like, hey, sir, would you like to come sit with me? Like, what's your plan
I'm
to bring them to the table?
I'm usually the initiator.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to have some sort of safe word, though, that if things are going well, to everyone just back off.
Oh,
things
are going well.
Yeah.
I will create the safe word. What would you like? Anything.
Cupid.
Mm-hmm.
If I say Cupid,
then we all know.
You hear that?
Because I'm getting out of here.
Oh, wait. Cupid's not good.
Cupid's great.
Cupid's, oh, Cupid's awesome. Great.
Okay. We need to back away.
Yeah, you guys need to leave me alone.
Let me do my thing. We need a word in case things go down south that she's like, hey, get this guy away from my table.
Yeah, like heart-shaped donuts. Would you like a heart-shaped donut?
Well, no, there's a good chance that there's going to be a heart-shaped donut.
I know, which is why it's such a good code word.
How about like it, this is satisfying? It's the opposite.
I feel like that's giving them the wrong idea.
Well, yeah. Then Aaron will just pull them out of there.
You know people have a hard time reading cues anyway.
Yeah, why don't your code word be just get the hell out?
Okay. I'm just going to get right to it. Like, this, I don't really see this working.
Yeah. Mace or taser? What's your choice?
Next. Thank you, next.
I'll just use my line. It's not you, it's me.
Okay. Right. All right. Well, listen, we're excited. We're going to check in with you this morning, throughout the morning. A date while you wait. At the very least, if you're heading to the Pineville 485 light rail stop, that's where we're going to be set up, and you could get some Dunkin' and some coffee.
Don't be above morning. A pity date, guys.
You got Connect Four and tic-tac-toe I took from my son's game cabinet.
That's right. Sure, and don't take a donut unless you're going to take a date.
No, they can have the donuts and hang out and talk. So, of course, we'll have a video and all that stuff up later on today. We'll be excited to see it. And you know the other thing that we're doing today, Marissa?
What?
We're saving people who did not make reservations.
You know, really?
We went ahead and got reservations to all the best restaurants in town, all the way north to south of Charlotte, and we're giving them to the people who, you know, forgot.
You're bailing a lot of people out right now.
Yeah.
You're saving Valentine's Day. People are waking up and going, oh, shoot.
Although somebody was pretty funny on Twitter and sent a message saying, so that's why I couldn't get a reservation.
Oh, we made a bunch of them.
Yeah, we blocked them up. Either that, Lorraine, people are waking up, or you know who I'm also thinking about is the third shifters who might have been like, oh, gosh. Mm. And we have some early reservations, too. So if you are a third shifter and you're heading back and you want to do dinner before you head into work with your partner, you should call us right now. Let's give away a reservation right now at 704-570-9595.
To be very clear, we're not picking up the tab.
Right. We just have the reservation.
Yeah.
Right.
Yesterday, a girl seemed really excited, and we had a Buster bubble.
She was excitable anyway, I think.
Yeah.
All right. So, Marissa, have fun. Producer Aaron, enjoy watching. I know that this is a good moment for both of you. So
it's my time to shine.
That's it. You learn a thing or two from Marissa, Aaron. Okay.
Isn't he in a relationship?
Yeah, long time. High school sweetheart.
No, don't learn anything from Aaron. We love him, but
he's in a different circumstance.
Yeah.
He bought a sweatshirt for his girlfriend and wore it, then packaged it and gave it to her.
No. Yeah.
Yes.
You were going to.
All right. We're going to find someone to give these reservations to. Also, did you guys hear this crazy story? Producer Nicole, you should probably get out of here and take Marissa to her location because in Houston, the story came out of Houston. Two kids that were looking for a place to like go and randomly smoke God's good green earth went into an abandoned house. Did you hear what they found in the garage?
No.
It's 1,000 pounds, what they found. And I'll tell you what it was in a cage, okay?
Okay.
With nothing holding it back but a screwdriver in the lock space.
Okay, I was about to say, I'm not that big, maybe. Jeez.
No, I'll tell you about it coming up in under 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yeah.
Do something nice for someone.
That's right.
It doesn't matter if you're in a relationship or not. Just be nice.
So, this is such a crazy story, and I was reading about it. These two people, I think it's a guy and a gal in Houston, where the God's good green earth laws aren't loose like they are in some other states.
Okay.
Wanted to go find a place to smoke up on God's good green earth, so they went into an abandoned home.
Okay.
All right.
So technically, they broke into this abandoned house.
Yes.
And went inside to smoke. And when they did that, they began wandering around the house. And what they found in the garage, in a cage, with nothing holding it back from the cage to the people, was just a screwdriver, was in the lock hole.
Okay.
Was a 800-pound Bengal tiger.
What?
A tiger?
Yep.
How?
So
is it missing from a zoo?
On Monday, Houston investigators the people that were smoking decided not to call 911 because they didn't want to get in trouble. So they dialed 311, which is what we have here in Charlotte, too. It's like if you have a trash question or there's a pothole that you want filled or you need.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, you call 311. So they did that. 311 told them to call 911.
Okay.
And this is a transcribed conversation between the operator and the people in the home. Thank you for calling Houston 311. Hi, I was just wondering if, like, somebody who I, like, I'm in a house and there's a tiger in their house, and I was just wondering if I could, like, make an anonymous call for that to get the tiger safe. She wants to know what the address is. The operator then says, how do you even get a pet tiger? That's what I'm saying, because I'm not lying about this, I swear, but, like, I was with one of my friends. We met this guy who knows this guy, like...
That doesn't sound shady at all.
And he's like, yo, let's get into this house. And I was like walking around and I went into the garage and I was like blown away by what I saw.
So he's in this fake world he's creating. It's like he knows the guy and he's like, oh, my friend has a tiger. And he's.
But he really doesn't. Now he's trying to stay anonymous.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not a bad play.
That's not a bad play.
The home
had been. Why can't he just call 911 and then leave before the police get there?
The home had been abandoned for some time, but several packages of meat were found with the animal.
Now I feel bad for the tiger.
Officers tranquilized.
I feel bad for the tiger already. It's in a cage.
Well, I thought maybe somebody's coming back for him.
Officers tranquilized the cat and then took him to a sanctuary 200 miles north of Houston where he'll be rehabilitated because he's a little overweight right now. But can you imagine? Yeah, they said 800 pounds was overweight for him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So how did he get there? I wonder if that's the black market. You know what I mean?
Well, that's interesting too. And like when I was reading an article yesterday about this,
because you can't go get a tiger.
They said they didn't know how the tiger ended up in the garage, and like no one was there. And I'm like, he ate his owner.
You think?
Well, I mean, they said he was overweight. He was in the cage. There was nobody there to feed him.
I'm just saying that might be karma.
The tiger was taken to an animal sanctuary with roughly 800 other rescue animals where it'll be able to roam free on a 5-acre naturally wooded habitat. The case is still under investigation. Hmm. So how crazy is that?
I'm glad they found him. What happened to him?
I am too. Thank God for God's good green earth. You know, there's another argument.
Why it should be legalized.
That's why it should be legalized. You never guess what you're going to find. I like that the operator was like, and then at one point the operator did say, like, what are you doing there? And they go, all right, I have to admit, we were in here, you know, smoking on a little God's good green earth. And that's when the operator was like, okay, this sounds suspicious.
Maybe he's imagining.
Maybe you're hallucinating. Yeah. So.
What was laced in that?
Yep. Crazy story with a good ending for the tiger.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
All I imagine is the guy being like, man, this is some good stuff. You see the tiger too? He's like, bro, no, that's a real tiger.
Dude, are you seeing what I'm seeing?
It's like the Hangover.
Yeah.
They actually nicknamed him Tyson from The Hangover. That was in the story, too.
Aww. All right. So Carly Rae Jepsen, she has gotten some new music coming out. And we got a preview of it on an upcoming. It was featured on the trailer for Netflix, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. It's called Now That I Found You. And we've got it for you. Don't give it up.
Hey, it's Maney. Go ahead and leave a message. I hope you enjoyed my ringback tone.
You know, I didn't think those still existed, and I called one of my friends the other day, and she still has one.
Yeah, they do.
I don't think anybody knows how to turn them off.
Yeah, that's what she said. All right, so Dolly Parton, we saw her do a collaboration of Jolene with pretty much everyone in Hollywood. Well, she posted on social media a little video of the BTS boys dancing and said, maybe my next collaboration.
No.
Wouldn't that be?
Yeah, but she's just trying to get hits and Facebook and likes.
Yeah.
She's like, I know everyone loves these kids, so.
We mentioned BTS on this show, and we get like 10 messages.
Yeah.
I mean,
one guy had green hair in BTS, the other guy had purple hair. It's pretty cool.
All right, so there is a new couple alert rumor. Blac Chyna and Soulja Boy. Could be dating. Now, the pair, the insiders say that they've got a budding romance, that they've started hanging out a lot more this week. But their romance started on Instagram. They slid into each other's DMs.
Ah.
Yeah. We'll definitely keep an eye on that for you. Cardi B and Bruno Mars are collaborating, and we're going to get new music from them as early as tomorrow. The song is coming out this Friday, so tomorrow morning we will have it for you first.
Cool.
Yeah. If you guys haven't seen the new trailer for Frozen 2, head over to the website, kiss95.1.com, and we've got it for you there. It sent the internet into a frenzy yesterday.
Yeah,
people were so excited.
My nieces are already flipping
out. Won't you let it go? Why won't you let it go?
But that's your dirty.
Hey, we've been saving people yesterday, and we're saving people this morning. We made reservations for Valentine's Day, and someone's on the phone that we need to save.
Guys, this is Dennis and
Clover. They still didn't fix
it. Okay, yeah, we'll fix that. We'll talk to Dennis and Clover coming up here in just a minute. Plus, I just found out that Marissa, our date while you wait person, is on her way to the 485 light rail stop to date you. Thanks to Dunkin', we'll have coffee, donuts, and some board games out there, and you can talk to the very single Marissa on your way into work this morning. All that and so much more coming up on the MRL Show.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
Guys, this is Dennis and Clover, who needs the MRL Show to save him this morning.
Dennis?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, man. So you don't have a reservation?
No, I was supposed to be out of town for work, but I'm home this week, so you guys are really bailing me out.
So, does your significant other know that you're going to be home today?
She does, yeah. I've actually been home all week and been kind of scrambling to come up with a plan, so this works out well.
Okay, cool.
Now, he's calling us from Clover, South Carolina.
Ooh.
We didn't make any reservations in Clover, did we?
No.
We tried to keep it around the metropolis of Charlotte.
Yeah, we did a Fort Mill, but we've already given that one away.
You don't mind traveling a little bit, do you, bud?
Nope, don't mind at all.
Okay. All right. Well, let's. What's a good reservation to hook him up with?
Why don't you go to a place that was all over, not just local news, but world news in the last couple weeks?
Oh, okay.
Why don't we send him up to the Jonas Brothers restaurant, Nelly's in Belmont?
Hey,
that's awesome.
Hey, that sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, your wife will love this because that's exactly where Nick and Priyanka had their wedding ceremony, or actually their wedding celebration. Here in the United States, their first celebration was up there in Belmont at Nelly's just like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's got a story. There's cool stuff on the wall. You're going to love it.
All right. Sounds good.
She's going to think you put so much thought into this.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Anybody else who wins, we'll give away some more later on today. You're not required to tell them that we did this.
Yeah.
This is for you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Roy, before he gets off, tell him the bad news.
Oh, we're not paying for the dinner.
Right.
All right, that's
good.
Just the reservation.
Yep. All right, enjoy, Dennis. And we'll do it again later on this morning. Like around 7:20, your next shot to win a reservation from the MRL Show.
Yeah. So it's Valentine's Day, and I hope you and your Valentine are doing something special. But I found a list of the worst Valentines ever gotten, including somebody getting handed a handful of seeds because they were allergic to flowers. It's coming up in 2 minutes.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
Many people feel, like, very pressured to go all out on Valentine's Day. I'm not one of them. but I just found this list from BuzzFeed, and it's the worst Valentine gifts ever given. And there's part of me that wonders, because they're so bad, how these people ever found dates in the first place.
Well, when Aaron gets back from our Date While You Wait segment this morning, we need to ask him what he got his longtime girlfriend, because he really failed on around Christmas.
Yeah.
With a gift.
Yeah. And he was very secretive about what he did for Valentine's Day. So I expect big things.
What's on this list?
All right. So these are really, really, really bad. One person got frozen flowers from a cemetery that had been stolen off of someone's grave.
Frozen flowers.
Somebody else was handed some seeds because her boyfriend said that he's allergic to flowers, so she could grow her own.
Oh, wow.
Be breaking up with these people on the spot. Someone else got a 24-pack of instant oatmeal.
Please. That's someone who completely forgot.
Right?
I don't care if you love instant oatmeal. Like, my wife loves cereal. I didn't get her Fruit Loops for Valentine's Day.
Right. You just went to the store and happened to have them in your backseat. I got a t-shirt with a picture of my boyfriend on the front and a poem that he wrote me on the back.
Oh, I think that's funny. I like that. That's a cool couple.
That's awkward.
What was on the front?
a picture of him.
I think that's hilarious. If anything, I think she should marry that guy. He has a sense of humor.
That's true. Yeah.
These are the worst Valentine's gifts ever received, according to BuzzFeed. Someone said, I didn't get anything because it was my boyfriend's birthday on Valentine's Day, and he said it was his day.
What do you do there? Then you make your Valentine's Day on the 15th or 13th
right,
or something.
Exactly.
It's really a Hallmark holiday anyway.
Yeah. And then the last person said, I got wined and dined, taken in a limo, only to have my boyfriend at the end of the night ask me for half the cost.
Wow, that's a good move. That's so funny.
It is?
That's so funny. I mean, yeah, you'd probably break up with him, but that's a cool move, man.
I would throw him out of the limo right then and there and be like, I'll pay for the whole night.
Yeah, you know what? This is now my limo.
Right.
Push it out. That's awesome. Hey, maybe locally you guys can tell us at 704-570-9595. If you got a horrible Valentine's Day gift, probably from an ex, and you're going to want to drag your ex on the radio. You don't have to say your name or their name. You can do that at 704-570-9595.
You can.
Yeah, worst Valentine's gift.
Also, we have your chance at $300.
Ooh.
Three hundos. That's going to be coming up in 10.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo!
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Lorraine found a hilarious article about worst Valentine's Day gifts.
Yeah, it's bad. It's real bad. People got frozen flowers from a cemetery, a box of 24 packs of instant oatmeal.
And we're wondering, like, when you get these gifts, the way that you can differentiate them from a gift to just being, hey, I got you this on like a Tuesday, which just happens to be Valentine's Day, is because when they handed them to you, they said, Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Right.
That is so crazy to me.
Let's talk with Ashley over there in Clover. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, what's the worst Valentine's Day present you ever received?
My ex-husband got me a toilet bowl cleaner.
A toilet bowl cleaner.
And with a straight face, he handed it to you and said, Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Well, no, he said, I know you like to clean, so happy Valentine's Day.
I can assure you, buddy, she doesn't love cleaning. she just cleans.
I clean because it's something I have to do, not because I like it, but yeah, a toilet bowl cleaner.
I wonder why he's an ex, Ash. I'm just trying to figure it out in my head. Like, you know, sounds like a great guy.
he's totally fantastic. Yeah. Like,
That's funny. Well, thanks for sharing, Ashley, and happy Valentine's Day from the MRL show. Thanks for listening.
Can I give a shout out to my husband really quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, not your ex, your current.
No, my current husband, Andrew. I just wanted to tell him happy Valentine's Day and I love him.
Oh,
that's sweet.
Well, if he's not listening, make sure you go to the podcast, MRL Replay, and play this for him, okay?
All right.
All right, Ashley. Thanks for calling.
Ashley's not alone. We're getting text messages. The worst Valentine's Day I ever got was the soundtrack to the Twilight movie. He knew I didn't like those movies, but it was on sale. I got my wife fake flowers with a note that says, you can enjoy these much longer without having to worry about killing them. She loved it. She said it was outside of the box.
I was about to say, I don't think that's a bad idea. Fake flowers? Have you seen the plants in my house? We kill them. We kill them instantly, man.
That is true.
Hey, you guys want to check in with Marissa, who's doing Date While You Wait this morning on Valentine's Day?
Hey, Marissa.
Hey, guys.
Hi. So Marissa's currently set up at the light rail Blue Line station in Pineville at 4485. So we have a table set up. Our friends at Dunkin' Donuts is providing coffee and donuts. And you're just sitting down there and trying to meet people while you wait for the train.
Yeah, guys, you know, it's cold out here, but there's a fire burning in my heart, so I'm ready.
Marissa,
how could you resist?
For people that want to follow your story this morning, we're going to check in with you throughout the morning. Tell everyone a little bit about yourself and what you're looking for in a man.
So, yeah, a little bit about me. You know, I'm obviously very career-driven. I'm kind of just getting started out in this field, so I need somebody who's also career-driven. I really do enjoy my alone time, so somebody who has their own life that I can add to, as opposed to, you know, just being their everything. It's too much. So moderation is key for me.
No stage five clingers.
No, none. None. It's a huge turnoff. So I'm also I also look for very nice teeth. I used to be a dental hygienist in a past life.
Okay. Ooh, Lauren's got nice teeth. She uses charcoal teeth cleaner to
yeah, that's make her teeth. Terrible to use. I can't believe nobody consulted me prior to that.
We heard yesterday.
Oh, now I wonder, since you have a dental hygiene background, is she going to be like, oh no, the donut's going to give you cavities? You're not going to lecture them, are you?
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm not like that. But right. It's one of those things where I can definitely tell if you take care of them or not. So a good smile is important.
No, I mean, we right. can do rinse and spit while you wait next year.
Yeah. And this is great, too, because I'm a punctual person, and I'll be able to tell all of these people who are late, and I'll be able to know
ooh,
if
late
it would
getting
work
on the
out
train.
For me or not.
That's
yeah,
right, if they're running.
Any lookers
look, there's
yet?
There's people running.
Marissa?
Not yet. There's some attractive people out here this morning, but you know they still have some sleepers in their eyes, so I'm going to give them a couple
okay.
minutes.
Okay. All right, we'll check back in with
minutes.
You in like 10 minutes.
Thanks, guys. Perfect.
Good luck. All right, hopefully you'll be sitting playing a board game with someone. Once again, Marissa is at the Pineville 485 light rail station with a table, two chairs set up, and Duncan is out there with donuts and coffee, and she's going to play board games and just get to know people while they wait to get on the train.
That's great. It's a laid-back Valentine's Day.
It is. Yeah, live on the radio.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo!
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Oh, man. Happy Valentine's Day from the MRL Morning
yeah.
Show.
Yeah.
We love you. If you're single, well, you're dating us. This is what you get.
Well, we're easy. Date Marissa.
Yeah. That is true.
We're doing Date While You Wait this morning.
Yes, make sure you head to, if you do take the light rail, she's at the 485 Pineville Blue Line stop with the light rail, so make sure you stop by and say hi to her.
What would be funny is if someone was listening uptown and took the train the other direction to go up there and meet her.
Yeah.
Ooh, she's yeah. very attractive, brunette. Smart, works in the commercial production department here at Kiss 95.1, used to be our intern.
But let's talk to people who has been broken up on Valentine's Day. I can't believe that happens.
Well, it might happen at 7:50 with a brand new War of the Roses. We don't want to spoil it for you, but today is Valentine's Day, and we are testing another relationship.
Very true. Let's bring in Katie from North Carolina. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey.
Hi, so tell us what happened.
So, my ex and I dated for about a year, and he was kind of just a sketchball the whole time we dated. But he finally broke up with me on Valentine's Day over text when I was with my best friend, and she got really mad about it. She still brings this up, and now we're still friends. He moved away to college. I moved to North Carolina, and now we still talk, and now we're kind of not really dating. We're kind of just seeing each other.
You and the ex?
And, yeah.
Hmm.
So it's funny how it worked out that now we're probably going to eventually get back together. But yes.
Really?
Brutally dumped me on Valentine's Day 6 years ago. So
did you send him a Valentine's Day gift?
In picture format, yes.
In picture format.
I think I know what that means.
I think I do too.
Is this like this is what you're going to miss? Or
this is what you're going to see?
Yeah.
Thanks, Katie. It's texting, but with an S in front of it, Lorraine.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, this is Rhonda in Fort Mill. Hey, Rhonda.
Good morning.
Good morning. Dumped on Valentine's Day?
Well, I could see it coming because he was ghosting me a week or two before, but our families were friends, and I think he was more worried about what my dad and my brother would do or think. So he knew he had to take me out, and I knew it was the last hurrah. So I was a real B-I-T-C-H.
Thanks for spelling it.
Yeah, and I ordered a really nice steak and ate like two bites of it and was full, and I just kept drinking. And he said, okay, it's time to go. And then I wouldn't leave. And he just didn't know what to do. But, you know, I didn't cause a scene in the restaurant or anything.
No, but you hit him financially, Rhonda. Thanks, Rhonda.
I like that he was worried what is her brother and dad would do.
I know.
I like that.
She ordered the biggest steak.
Yeah, she drained his bank account.
Yeah.
She's like, I'll take the $100 bottle of wine and the $50 steak. Thank you very much.
You guys, it's not always just breaking up. Haley and Hickory, good morning.
Good morning.
You got served on Valentine's Day with papers, huh?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Tell us what happened.
Well, I knew it was coming because he was always away from me. He was saying he was staying at work, working late.
Uh-huh.
But I found out later that he was cheating with my best friend.
Ah.
So
I'm so sorry.
Endings. Yeah, that was after I had taken him back the first time.
Oh, no. Okay.
Well, how's your Valentine's Day today? Do you have someone, or are you just a strong, independent woman?
I am strong and independent.
Good for you.
For you.
Love that. Well, happy Valentine's Day from the MRL show.
Well, thank you very much. I love your show, by the way.
We love you. You can be our Valentine. Yeah,
thanks for being part of it, everyone who calls in.
So we're being told by our producers that somebody is at the 485 Pineville Light Rail spot to do Date While You Wait with one of our producers, Marissa. So we're going to be talking to them in 5 minutes. We'll just check in and listen, see how the date's going.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
It's called Date While You Wait. We got Marissa down at the 485 Pineville Road, a light rail stop with a table, Dunkin' Donuts, and dating people while she just sits there and they're all waiting for the train.
I had one guy. His name was Fred. He was very nice. He said that the main thing he looks for is loyalty. But then he left me. So I'm a little confused on where the loyalty lies.
Did you play a board game with him?
We did. We played Connect Four. He won the game, which leads me to believe he's good at games.
Oh.
The security guard actually came over and tried to be the anti-Cupid and shut the love down.
Oh, no.
He tried to shut down the love shack.
Is he trying to kick you guys out?
He kind of was. And it was weird. He wasn't a normal cop because he didn't take any donuts or coffee. Do you want a date while you wait? Donut for the road at least. Okay.
By the way, she also is open to men and women.
What's your name?
Which gives you good
Janet,
odds.
Janet, Marissa. We are going to date while we wait today, okay? It's hard. Are you single?
Yes.
It's hard to date in here in Charlotte, right? So I'm going nostalgic. I'm taking the chance to not be swiped left on online, but in real life, right? So I'm gonna go first with my Connect Four.
Hey, Marissa, can you describe what she looks like?
Yeah, Janet is very pretty. She has her hair up today. Mm. She looks casual, but you can tell she means business.
What is her last relationship like?
What was your last relationship like?
Good.
Good?
Yeah.
You can't complain?
No.
You're not going to say anything bad about...
Why did it end?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh... We just didn't see eye to eye.
Okay. Well, you'll be happy to know that every person I've ever dated is now married. So if you date me, you have a great chance of finding your soulmate shortly thereafter. So I can promise you that.
True story. Happens quite often.
It does, especially to me. So
we're hearing the clings of what I believe is Connect Four.
Are you on Bumble or Tinder?
No.
No, you do it old school, right? What do you do for a living?
I'm a freight broker.
A freight broker?
Describe that briefly.
Yeah.
What that means.
She breaks freight.
Yeah, my customers are like Pepsi and Bay Valley Foods. And
very cool.
They give me their freight, and my team finds the trucks to move it.
Nice. What do you look for in a partner?
Oh, my. Where do you work at?
What do you want
in a life?
We're speed dating.
I see that. Oh,
I'm cutting right to the chase.
Is it Michael or yours? Yours.
How much money does she make?
Connect Four.
She won.
She won the game. She beat me in the game.
All right.
Thank you so much, Janet.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
She has
bye,
to catch
Janet.
Her light
okay.
rail,
yes,
but
right.
I feel a connection.
Guys.
No phone number?
Thank you. No phone number.
Check me on socials?
I know. I struck out.
No, I thought that went really well.
I did, too.
I don't know.
Do you want a date while you wait?
She
meant
felt
business,
distant
guys.
To me.
She, yeah, you know, I think she was still hurt from whatever happened in her last relationship. I could tell by the way she wasn't willing to say anything bad that it was still like, are we going to get back together? Are we, you know what I mean? She's probably in that limbo.
All right, we'll check back in with you. Date while you wait. Good luck. Now, you can find love while we're not on with you and just keep the numbers and let us know about it the next time we check
I've
in.
I've been swiping on Tinder since I got here.
Now you're BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Celebrity Gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
So I'm so excited about this. J-Lo, she's, you know, she just turned 50.
Mm-hmm.
But she is giving us the most amazing gift for her 50th birthday. She is officially going on tour.
This summer, I decided I wanted to do something big for my birthday, since it is a big birthday, as Ellen keeps mentioning. And I'm going on a U.S. tour.
Yes.
It's my party. It's my party tour. We're going to celebrate. We're only doing, I think, 25, 28 shows, something like that. It's just a small amount of shows, but...
Okay.
Yeah, so if you do want to see her, unfortunately, she's not coming here to Charlotte. The closest you can get is Atlanta, which is, you know, just a quick drive down the road.
I'll play the Ja Rule part.
Oh, I want to go. Like, you know, J-Lo's my end-all be-all. All right, so Jack Ryan just got renewed for season 3, if you love it, on Amazon, and you'll be able to get that ASAP. Zedd and Katy Perry have a collaboration coming out this morning. The countdown is on 30 minutes from now.
Nice.
That song drops. It's called 365, and we'll have it for you, of course, in the 830 Dirty. That's your Dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Loren. 704-570-9595. She's got 44 wins. Call now and beat her on Valentine's Day.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hello, Brantley.
I'm here. How you doing?
Hey, welcome to the Manny, Rory, and Lauren Morning Show. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you guys.
Thanks.
Hey, is this one of those Google phones?
That sounds great.
Does it? No, it's Boost Mobile.
Boost Mobile? Let me tell you something. Your phone quality is perfect.
Yeah, amen to that.
A great commercial for them.
Yeah.
All right, it's Valentine's Day, Brantley. She's not wearing red or pink, but she does want to beat you, so throw her out of the studio.
All right, Lorraine, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
Lorraine putting her headphones down, walking out of the studio. The
wearing her
Hornets gear.
That's All-Star gear.
Oh, is it really? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really cool, because she's out of the studio. She can no longer hear the questions.
All right, Brantley and Concord, you're playing by yourself this morning?
Yep, all by myself.
Here we go. Empire's Jesse Smollett is opening up about his attack on Good Morning America. That sounds like he attacked Good Morning America. He's opening up about his attack on Good Morning America. You can watch GMA on what network?
CBS.
And question number two. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston have reignited their friendship, but according to sources, they've been friendly for years now, ever since Brad split with his ex-wife. Who is that?
Jennifer Aniston.
Well, that was
the most
question.
Recent, yeah.
Oh, Nicole Kidman?
Question three, J-Lo celebrating her 50th birthday with a new tour. Who is she currently dating?
A-Rod.
The Breaking Bad movie is going to be coming to AMC as well as the same streaming service that you can watch shows like Stranger Things and 13 Reasons Why on. What streaming service is that?
Netflix, of course.
And question five, Avril Lavigne and Halsey have given us new songs this week. And tomorrow we're going to get even more new music with Bruno Mars and this female rapper who just won Best Rap Album on Sunday night's Grammys.
Cardi B.
All right, Brantley. Hold on.
No.
All right, hold on. No, you're good. Here comes the rant.
Okay?
Don't say anything else.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
What did Brantley do?
Brantley did well. He got three correct.
Okay.
All right. Did he just meow?
I don't know.
All right, let's see, Lauren. Empire's Jesse Smollett is opening up about his attack on the show Good Morning America. You can watch GMA on what network?
ABC?
That is correct. Unfortunately, Brantley said CBS 1-0.
Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston have reignited their friendship, but according to sources, they've been friendly for years now, ever since Brad split with his ex. Who is that?
Angelina Jolie.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Brantley said Nicole Kidman. It's 2-0.
All right, things got better from here for him. J-Lo celebrating her 50th birthday with a new tour. Who is she dating?
Alex Rodriguez.
That's right, 3-1.
Question four. The Breaking Bad movie will be coming to AMC as well as the same streaming service that you can watch shows like Stranger Things and 13 Reasons Why on. What streaming service is that?
Netflix.
That is correct. It's currently 4-2.
And question five. Avril Lavigne and Halsey have given us new songs this week, and tomorrow we're going to get even more new music from Bruno Mars and this female rapper who won Best Rap Album at Sunday night's Grammy Awards.
Cardi B.
That is correct. Final score, 5-3. The Ren, you win with 45 wins.
Brantley.
She is hot.
I am hot right now. I'm so sorry, Brantley. It's I wish I could make it a better start to your Valentine's Day.
That's all right. I'll still get better from here. I'm Brandon from Concord, and I could not beat Loren.
Thanks for playing.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys. Right,
see you, buddy.
Still to come. We got to check back in with Marissa. She's dating while she waits. Or actually, she's dating while you wait at the light rail.
Uh-huh. Down in 45 Pineville Road. Also, we have a brand new War of the Roses. Are we going to bust a cheater on Valentine's Day?
Well, based on what Lily found in her boyfriend Sean's house, the potential is definitely there. By the way, the reason why she's at Sean's house, not a terrible reason.
It's not Snoopy.
It's coming up in under 10 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Lily, I hate doing this right around Valentine's Day, but what makes you think that Sean is cheating on you?
I found some receipts at his apartment. I have a key to his apartment, and at lunch, because I needed to go to the bathroom, and I don't poop at work. Okay. So I went over to his place, and when I'm leaving, I saw, like, three receipts lined up on his countertop in his kitchen, and it was just pretty suspicious. Like, one of them was for flowers, and then another one was for a really expensive steak dinner, and then the last one was, like, a receipt from Target, and it said women's intimate apparel on it. Like, he bought lingerie.
Okay.
It was super weird. And these were all from February 2nd. So they were all from the same day. That was a little while ago. I have not gotten it. I wasn't at the steak dinner. I didn't get flowers. I didn't get, you know, a negligee or anything.
And there's no chance that for Valentine's Day, he's got you some things and in the process also had a steak dinner by himself.
I mean, it was like a $200 steak. He didn't go to that by himself. He took somebody.
Yeah,
like
$200. Fancy. Definitely more than one person.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the flowers, like, where'd the flowers go?
True.
Were you guys together on Saturday night? Do you remember?
No, I had a girls' night.
Okay, but what did he tell you he did?
He said he had family stuff to take care of, but he's not even talking to his brother right now. They're having, like, this big fall out of her finances, so I don't know. He doesn't hang out with his family, so that's just weird.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
We'll call him, right? And we'll see if he's a cheater. Are you sure you want to do this?
I'm sure I want to know, yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Sean, please.
This is him.
Hi, Sean. My name is Laura. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my call today is I'm letting you know that you have won a dozen beautiful red roses in our Instagram text contest.
What do you need from me? What do you want?
All I need from you is who you'd like to send the flowers to. They are beautiful, romantic red roses, free of charge, to send to anyone that you'd like in the country. But I just need to know the name of the person you'd like to send them to, and then we can go from there.
Okay. I mean, that's all you need? It sounds like, I don't know, I'm a little hesitant, but yeah, I mean, this is just the name?
Yeah, Sean, all we do is ask that you tell someone about our services. This is kind of our Valentine's Day promotion, so just let one of your friends know that you used us.
Oh, okay, like a social media thing? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds nice and all, but I literally just bought roses for my girlfriend. So, like, are they nicer? I mean, what kind of color did they come in?
Red.
I mean, what about the stem length?
Long.
What kind of vase did it come in?
It's beautiful.
Oh, it's a nice... Okay, well, okay. Go ahead and put a lily on here. It's L-I-double-L-Y. I know a lot of them have the one L.
Yep, okay. Two L's, and what would you like to put on Lily's card?
Try not to be too sappy, but... I mean, I do refer to her as the moon in my sky.
The moon in your sky.
Yeah.
It's very sweet.
Now, do you need these flowers because you use flowers on a different woman? The ones that you previously bought, Sean?
Hello, lady?
No, this is Roy. This is the MRL Morning lady. Show with Kiss 95.1. This is War of the Roses. This is where we bust cheaters. And Lily's on the phone. She heard everything.
What is happening? Well, all right, hello?
So typically with the way this works is that if you don't send the flowers to your girlfriend, that's a good indication that you're in love with someone else. Therefore, you're cheating. And you actually sent it to your girlfriend, which is great, but we still have some questions we need answered.
Sean, hey, thank you for sending me the flowers. I don't know. I called because... I went over to your apartment the other day, and I was not sleeping. I had to poop. So I stopped by, and I saw these three receipts in your kitchen for, like, lingerie and an expensive steak dinner and flowers. And I just, what did you do? Who did you take to the dinner?
All right. You just unloaded so much on me. First of all, I hope you sprayed.
I do.
So the receipts, okay. First of all, the steak dinner, okay, you don't know this. I haven't told you yet, and I wanted to tell you. Me and Jeff kind of reconciled. I don't know if you know.
Who's Jeff?
You and your brother?
That's my brother. I took him out to dinner to kind of clear things up because we've been fighting, but that's my only brother.
Oh, that's wonderful, Sean. That's great. I'm happy for you.
Wait, so you peeked through the other receipts, too?
So, Lily, do you you believe Sean?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Not cheating?
I don't think so. He wouldn't cheat. I didn't think you would cheat on me, Sean. I'm sorry, baby.
I wouldn't cheat on... Also, to the other people, have you seen Lily? You haven't seen Lily. I'm not giving that up anytime soon. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you had to find out about this way. Mooney, I love you, baby.
I love you, Papa Bear.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Mamie, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
A lot of people happy about that War of the Roses. Lots of messages coming through saying that it's nice to hear a sweet War of the Roses and a sweet ending. One person did say they texted in to 704-570-9595 and did say that we never found out who the roses and lingerie were for.
I'm sure they're for her.
Well, he did say at one point, oh, you looked at those other receipts, then you're going to know what I'm getting you, basically. So if you missed the war, go check it out. Lily and Sean. Find out why Lily did a drop-in on Sean's apartment and what she found.
But we do have Marissa. She's part of the MRL radio show. She's down at the Light Rail Blue Line at 45 Pineville Road. It's called Date While You Wait. And she has somebody sitting down with her right now, we hear.
Oh, I have a microphone.
Yeah, you have a microphone.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Wow, hey, Dad. I had to give a shout-out to my dad because I know he's probably listening.
Yay. What's your name?
My name is Kira.
Hi, Kira. We're going to sit back and just listen to you and Marissa, okay, on Date While You Wait.
So Kira actually missed her light rail for this. Is this yours?
Honestly, they all go the same way because this is the last stop going this direction. Mm-hmm. So they all go that way and they come like every 2 minutes.
So you're not worried about it.
I'm really not worried.
Yeah, she's been listen, guys, we listened to the whole War of the Roses. Mm. We've been hanging out. Yeah. But Kira she's in a what we call as millennials a situationship.
What's that?
Where it's not quite a relationship, but it's not quite nothing.
Okay.
Right, so it's comfortable.
So her options are open right now.
Yeah, so there's a door.
I'm technically single, so.
Technically, yeah.
She's a free agent.
The technicality. Exactly. So what's the main thing you look for in a partner?
If they can make me laugh.
Mm.
Oh, good job, Marissa. You're already in. Yeah.
I know. I'm in, right? I'm in. I'm locked and loaded. Have your parents met your situationship?
Yes.
Oh, you've crossed the barrier.
I know,
though.
Yeah. I know. It's really no complicated. It's really complicated, though.
Do they like your situationship?
My parents, they don't mind it. The dude's a nice guy. He lives near me. He's, you know, not out to hurt me or anything. Yeah. So.
Well, guys, this is how most of my dates go. They end up talking about somebody else.
Yeah, ixnay on the relationship, Marissa, talk more about you.
Well, it's hard to sell myself on somebody who's already sold, right?
I think there's a little opening for you.
You
can chat with Nicole. Yeah. She'll teach you how to do that.
Yeah.
I know. I need to take lessons from producer Nicole.
What does she do for a living? This Kira, is it?
You're a student, right?
Yeah, I actually just quit my job last week.
Well, that's exciting.
What'd you do?
Did you work?
Where did I work? Mm-hmm. I worked at a sushi restaurant. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
No, I mean,
okay. I worked at Jade Sushi Bar in the Valentine Village, so yeah, okay. Shout out to them.
What are you in school for?
I'm undecided at the moment. I'm just getting my gen eds out of the way.
Yeah.
Did you quit in a cool, dramatic way?
Well, no, I tried to leave on good terms.
Okay.
I don't know if I actually ended up leaving on good terms because my boss seemed a little salty, which I was a little upset about, but school's just getting too demanding. And then I had something come up that day.
Okay, all right. What about the guy that you're with? Did he get you anything for Valentine's Day, or you guys have plans?
No, actually.
Okay, Marissa, dive
in.
I know. Listen, I've already given her a donut. What more can I do?
We don't acknowledge holidays.
Perfect.
Oh. What? No. See, you got it.
I know, yeah.
Whose idea? Is that his idea?
I don't want to call it, okay, so it's going to sound stupid, but like, yeah, actually, but like, it's going to sound stupid, but we just hate mainstream things like that. We just want to go about like a normal stuff, you know?
Yeah, right. But what about Christmas?
He doesn't celebrate it. He doesn't like Christmas. That sounds really bad out loud.
Well, with me, you'll always have Christmas.
Thank you.
And Valentine's Day and your birthday.
You know what my dad...
Halloween. Halloween's my favorite.
My dad... So you celebrate Halloween, but not the others?
I know, yeah, no.
That's the most sacrilegious one, right?
but go ahead, Roy. What were you going
to
say?
Well, you know, my dad does this thing where he doesn't like to buy my mother or do anything big for Valentine's Day because he says it's a Hallmark holiday, it's over-commercialized, and you should be doing that.
Yeah.
You should be doing that every day. But you don't.
No.
You don't. So you know what? If we need to pick a day so you could be a bit nicer, I say do it.
And I feel like, Marissa, at this point, at the very least, before the next train comes, you should exchange social media accounts so you guys can continue conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, we've hit it off. Yeah. I think this could be the start, you know?
Is she okay with that?
It always starts with friendship, right?
Kira, are you okay with that? Would you exchange social media accounts?
Perfect. Yes.
Good.
Yay! Not a total loss, guys. Not a total loss.
She
says
her dad listens.
She says her parents are huge fans.
No, my dad listens to 95.1.
Okay,
they listened. Well, that was back when we had. Okay, so our radio in our car kind of broke, so now we listen to like weird 70s music.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Listen, guys, I have to really thank Kira here. She spent a lot of time with me today, and it built my confidence back up. I'm ready to get that.
Okay,
out there.
All right, get that social media account.
Guys.
You guys continue conversation, and we'll
Kira,
check back in with you.
Boyfriend,
and get a new radio.
No.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Happy Valentine's Day, fam.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We love you.
We do, and we love when you guys share stories. We got a funny text. This is about and I'm just going to read it real quick.
Okay.
This is about a conversation we had yesterday, Roy. You said you ran into someone at your real estate class in the hallway who was crying.
Yes.
What were they crying over?
They were crying because their mom packed them the wrong lunch.
Yeah, her mom was helping out and... packed the wrong lunch, which was funny. Michelle said, my cousin was pregnant. We were going out to dinner, and her husband asked if she wanted her tennis shoes or she wanted her sandals. She looks at him and immediately starts crying and yells, you think I'm fat? And took off to her bedroom, locked the door, and stayed in there crying.
Oh, my gosh.
Needless to say, we all have a good laugh over it now. That was a couple years ago.
Yeah, I want to give her a hug.
You guys are awesome. It's a two-way conversation, man, whether you call us, text us, follow us on our socials at the MRL Show. We love when you're with us.
We do have your chance to win 400. It's 400, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's technically $400. Your chance to win $400 at 12 noon with 5 seconds to cash. But it is Valentine's Day, and we're doing date while you wait. Marissa is down at the light rail.
Yeah, we're going to check in with her coming up here in just a couple minutes. But okay. We want to give away this last reservation we have.
Oh, yeah.
Because we are here to help you guys. If you didn't make your reservations for a restaurant for Valentine's Day, the last 2 weeks we've been busy doing that, saving spots for you guys.
Do you think people are waking up this morning going, oh, shoot, it's Valentine's Day, yes, and I do not have anything planned? Yeah.
Based on the fact that we keep doing this year after year and it's really working,
yeah,
we want to hear from you guys. 704-570-9595. Why do you need us to come to the rescue and save your butts?
Yeah, why would you have forgotten? What was going on in your life?
Like Dennis this morning said he was supposed to be away for work, right, but he's not. So he's home this week and he's like, I don't have anything planned. A reservation would really help me. We've got a South Park restaurant and a restaurant in Mooresville for you guys.
Wow, that's at the opposite ends there.
Yeah, right? That's a good way to handle it.
I'm trying to get everyone covered.
704-570-9595. If you want to take one of our reservations, dinner's on you, the reservation's on us.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
We've been waiting for it all morning, but Zedd and Katy Perry have collaborated. And the wait is over. 365 is the new song, and we've got it for you first.
Got a premonition, this ain't gonna be a thing. You'll make the weekend feel like a year. Baby, you got me changing. 24/7, I want you here. I hope you feel the same thing. I want you to be the one.
Oh, that's good. Come on, Zedd.
At first, I was like, yeah.
Oh, you didn't think Zedd was gonna drop his beat in there?
Yeah, I'm a fan now.
Yeah.
Nice. Katy had some bad publicity at the start of the week, so it'll be interesting to see how the song does.
We also have a new song from Carly Rae Jepsen, and it was premiered during the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy trailer for Netflix, and it's called Now That I Found You.
Don't give it up.
On your face.
It does.
I want to run to her music.
Right. It's yeah. it's like every song is Can't Stop the Feeling.
Yeah.
But running to me, like I hate, it's my least favorite thing to do at the gym. So if it's a fun song like that, then I can at least fake it for a few minutes.
There you go.
You know?
I swam at the gym yesterday, by the way.
How was it?
6 laps. Oh, I felt like I was pulling a rock around. It was awful. It's supposedly healthy, though.
It is. It's very good for you. All right. So J-Lo, we all fangirl over her, but she fangirled over Joanna Gaines. Alex Rodriguez surprised her on their second anniversary with a FaceTime from Joanna.
That's funny.
I totally fangirled out. I was like, and she was like, hi, just like she's on the show.
Yeah.
Like, so cool. Her long hair, she was like, hi. And I was like, oh my God, are you kidding me right now? And I'm looking at him, and I was like, oh, you listen to me.
Oh.
And, like, you know, she was probably fangirling. Oh. Joanna was fangirling.
Oh, for sure. But she was trying to play it cool, yeah, you know. By the way, get you a man that actually listens to you. That was a great gift, A-Rod.
Into that.
Hey, I got Amanda something for Valentine's Day from your What Lorraine Likes.
Ooh.
And I'm going to give it to her later today. So it really does work. People really do go to the website and find out what you're into.
Awesome. Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
I think that was
it's actually a Kardashian gift, too.
Oh,
from one of your What Lorraine Likes. What about today? What's up?
Okay, so Olivia Coppo, she's a former Miss Universe, and she has collaborated with Express. So they have all these really cool jogging pants and jackets, and then some more trendier things like blazers. Awesome stuff for your wardrobe. And I think there's about 20 different pieces. So if you want to check that out, we'll have the link up at kiss95.com.
Awesome. Thanks, Lauren. Right.
Let's do some bailouts here. We got the reservations. Why did you forget to make a reservation, Jay? Jay and Charlotte?
I tried last week. I was too late.
Really? So you tried last week and it was too late?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Well, we made reservations weeks ago, and we made one in South Park and one in Mooresville. That's what's left. We gave away 3 yesterday. We're giving away 3 today. So which one would you like today?
South Park would be great.
Yeah. Okay, good. We're going to send you to a nice restaurant in South Park. It's a reservation for 2, so you got to leave the kids at home, Jay.
Probably sounds perfect.
All right. The standard line, we're not paying. We just made the reservation, yeah, and held it so that people like you can get in on it, okay?
I appreciate it. That's great.
All right, buddy.
Enjoy. Send us pictures.
Yeah, well, thanks.
During dinner, please.
Yeah, thanks, not after.
Not after dinner, that's right. Speaking of Valentine's Day, Roy, you mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, we're going to be checking in with our wonderful producer, Marissa. Date while you wait. She's trying to find love at the light rail, y'all.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette.
You honk your horn and flash your lights only if it's safe. I don't know why.
You love that.
I do, because somebody in my family used to say it. I think my cousin.
Yeah, I've heard it before.
Yeah, my cousin used to say that. Like when she was excited about something, like if she got good news, she'd go, uh-huh, honk your horn and flash your lights. Very Italian.
It's a celebration.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's a celebration of love today. And our producer, Marissa, is hanging out at the light rail in Pineville, trying to find love and date while you wait.
She's got a table set up. She's got two chairs, and Duncan has provided the donuts for us and coffee. So the least you could do is drop by while you're waiting for your train, right?
It's very romantic. Marissa, what's going on down there?
What's your name?
Stevie.
Stevie? Yeah. I'm Marissa.
How you doing?
Nice to meet you. Have a donut. Some coffee.
No donut. Watching the weight.
It's Valentine. Oh, you're watching the weight.
Yeah.
I don't know. You look pretty slim and trim.
Man, it's not just that. You got to watch the body.
Mom, oh yeah. So are you single?
I am.
Oh, is that the secret?
Okay, so yeah, that's why you're working on the physique there. It's not live. No, you're okay. But try not to use any profanity.
Of course not. What are we doing here? We don't.
So why do you feel like you're single?
The time is not right.
Timing's not right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right timing.
So you feel like it's them, not you, right?
It's both of us.
Both? Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
Are you on any dating apps?
No.
You just do it old school. So you go out.
Yeah.
What's your pickup line when you approach a woman?
No
usually.
Lines.
No just lines. Science. You just.
This conversation.
Guys, I know you can't see him, but he has a really great smile. So it doesn't surprise me that he doesn't need any lines.
No lines.
Mine, can I tell you what mine usually is?
What is it?
I'm going to test it on you, okay? Hey, are you my student loans? Because my interest is really high. What do you think? Did that work?
Is it Sally Mae approved?
Yeah, that's good. That's a really good comeback.
Yeah, that was good.
Like
it had
that.
Me thinking for a second. So, do you have a good job?
I'd say so.
Yeah? Do you feel like your salary is enough to support us both?
Not
today. Because I'm trying to get out.
Marissa, describe this gentleman to us. What's up?
All right. Stevie, he's wearing a very fashionable peacoat. He's tall. He's about 6'2".
Close enough.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll up it. Nice cardigan. You have good style. Good style. Nice white teeth. Awesome. Oh, he's flexing the watch. Ooh. Got some swag out here. Okay.
And Stevie, what about her? What would you say? Marissa's attractive, right?
Of course. Beautiful smile. Long curly hair. Nice style with the red pants. With
Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Good color match with the white and black.
I'm doing a little dance move for him. Trying to show off the goods.
I wonder if he was going to take you out, where he would take you.
Ooh,
just out of curiosity.
Great question.
Great question.
Somewhere we can chat. So a nice restaurant. Probably.
Yeah.
Okay. So you like to keep it pretty formal on the first day. Really get to know somebody.
Yeah, conversation is great.
This is how I know he's not on any dating apps, because usually you find out everything before you even go on the first date, and then that's why it never happens. So you're doing it right, Stevie.
Well, it's not a bad thing. You know, you can just read the bio and cross off what you don't like.
Do you think if you brought me home for the holidays, do you think Mom would approve?
I'm not a liar, so I'd say no.
What in the world? My goodness.
I was going to say, Marissa, you're moving a little fast. You might think you're a stage 5 clinger.
Yeah, Marissa.
Oh, can we all appreciate
that? Listen, I only have a couple minutes.
Let's appreciate the honesty.
I appreciate the honesty.
Even if it's messed up.
I would win her over.
But it's not nothing against you, though.
Okay. She doesn't want anyone dating you at all.
No, she wants me to date, but I just don't bring just anyone.
Oh,
right, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't meet the mom on the second date,
Marissa.
Are you
a mama's boy?
No,
you're not a mama's boy.
No,
okay.
If I told her I met you 30 seconds ago, she would not like that.
Yeah, fair. Fair. If I right. tell my mom that I met you 30 seconds ago, she would be very excited and ask when the wedding was.
Marissa, exchange social media accounts.
I'm going to exchange social media. I am. I'm going to do that.
All right. Stevie, thanks for coming on, and thanks for stopping at the light rail for Date While You Wait. No Marissa, problem. Quick question, though, for people listening sure. right now. Is your back to the track or is his back to the track?
There's two tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So both of our backs are technically to a track.
Ooh, okay. Ooh, all right. Yeah. All right. Just wondering. I'm trying to get a mental picture in my head.
All right, we go one way, so.
Yeah, all right. Bye, bye, you guys. Good
thanks,
luck.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good
day. Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
One of my favorite moments of 2019 so far, Loren, is when Roy told us that he bought his sister for Christmas a piece of the moon.
Oh.
As a gift. And your mom said, you better not give it to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, now it's Valentine's Day, and you said you found something else from space that Roy could give to his sister.
Yeah, you could get down with this too, Roy.
Okay.
There's a British auction house named Christie's, and it has opened the bidding. Today is the last day you could bid on a heart-shaped meteorite that fell to Earth decades ago.
Ooh, that's cool.
The meteorite plummeted into Earth's atmosphere on February 12th, 1947, landing in Siberia. It was part of a huge split of one mass piece that broke into smaller pieces, causing a fireball brighter than the sun that day Ooh. In 1947.
And it's a heart shape?
Yep. It shattered windows, ripped trees from the ground as a result from the shockwaves of the explosion.
Your love is earth-shattering.
Yeah. Most of the other pieces of it are less desirable. They look more like, you know, broken up parts from a car accident or something. But there's one unique heart-shaped rock that looks just like a heart. It's called the Heart of Space. That's what they called it.
That's cool.
All right. Now, what do you think the Heart of Space is going to cost if someone is bidding on it?
Oh.
And today is the last day to bid on it.
Millions, right? It has to be really expensive.
I'm going lower. I'm lower? Going like 100 grand.
Let me add this to your wagers too, people.
Okay.
Experts say there's only about 134 of this specific kind of meteorite ever found. And the fact that this one's shaped like a heart is very, very
So
rare.
Is there any other one shaped as a heart, or is it just this
no,
one?
No, this one is the only one, and it's very, very rare.
2 million.
Loren, what did you say?
I said 100,000.
That was so far off.
I know. I you know, you went one extreme. I'm going to go the other.
All right.
I tend to lean towards Loren. I think we all think Loren knows the price of things. It's expected to go somewhere between $300,000 and $500,000. Bidding closes today. Without going over, the highest bid goes to Loren.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you imagine someone's going to spend that money on a heart-shaped meteorite?
What do you do with it after you buy it, you know?
Well, you probably shadow box it and... I'm sure some scientist, astrologist will buy it.
No, it's going to be somebody with more money than they know what to do with, clearly.
Who's the guy that's sending, doing private rockets to space and stuff? You put the man up in space.
Oh,
I know, I can't think of his name either, but you can have that guy autograph it.
Sure.
Make it a little more special.
Yeah, I was going to say, does that make it worth more?
I kind of feel like that dude, I forget his name, but he owns space.
Is it the Richard guy?
No, that's Richard Branson. No, there's another dude.
Elon Musk?
Yes.
Yeah.
Elon Musk.
Yeah. You know, it's Tesla.
That's it. Yeah. But he also owns space, I feel like.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So?
All right. Well, I think my sister would have been appreciative of that versus a...
I do, too.
Real estate. Although, the
How
moon...
How did she like that?
The moon real estate? I had to get something different. Yeah, I never gave it to her.
But what'd you end up doing with that?
Just I own prime real estate on the moon. It's right there in the Sea of Tranquility. It's an ocean front.
Why do you think he's getting his real estate license?
Yeah, oh, okay. So
pretty soon I'll be a broker of moon land. Yeah.
Dude, this is awesome. You're going to love this, Roy.
Uh-huh.
Want to talk to Loren about her and see if she has a money disorder issue?
I don't know.
I don't think I need a test to tell me one way or the other.
Having money problems every now and then is one thing, but if you kind of feel like your finances are the most important thing in your life and you love having that money, you might have a disorder.
Oh, no, I'm always broke. Make no mistake about it. Like, if my husband wasn't there to literally pry the credit card out of my hands, I would be filing for bankruptcy.
One of the things on the list
is... Hold that clip immediately. That's funny.
One of the things on the list is if you keep a credit card or a bank account from your significant other, you might have a money disorder.
Oh. Lorraine? there's something.
You don't mind spending money, no matter what it is or the amount
that needs to be spent. I'm more impulsive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that after nine. And you know what's funny? It's a very general question, very generic, but it would be funny to hear from you guys on what your worst or best impulsive buy was. We'll get into that. I know, Roy, you got a bunch.
Yeah, one of mine costed over $20,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What did you buy?
I'm not proud of it.
Guy's impulsive. What do you want?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get into all this after 9 on the MRL Show.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Thanks so much for making us your Valentine and listening to the MRL Show.
You were talking about those impulsive buys. Man, I bought a car on an impulse.
You did?
I did. My car. I had a car that was nothing wrong with it. It was fine. I was going through a breakup, and, you know, I was just like, there's too many memories in that car.
So you went and traded it in and got a new one.
Got a new one.
And you think it was, like, the fact that it was memories, you wanted to get rid of those memories, so you impulsively just went and bought that car.
Yep.
Like, otherwise you wouldn't have done it.
Wouldn't have done it, because it was a perfectly fine car. It was like a Dodge Charger. It was great.
Huh. Barbara in Gastonia also has a similar issue, Roy.
Okay.
But she bought more than one car at a time.
Whoa!
Would you get a package deal?
Good morning, Barbara.
Hello. Good morning.
Tell us what happened.
Well, I mean, my husband, he works in trade shows, so he's out of town a lot, putting shows in different cities, and I see cars, and I'm like, I kind of like that car. So I go look at it, and he'd be out of town, and I trade my car in and get it, and comes home, and he's like, what's that? I have a new car. So, you know, he's like, you guys was doing that. So I'm down to my fifth car now, but see, I can't impulse now. I just got a lease. Because
how many times has it happened, would you say?
Six.
Six?
He's traveled for six shows.
Six for me. I bought two. I bought one for each one of my daughters, too. One is out of town.
Wow. Every time he goes out of town, you're buying something.
I miss them, so I don't have anything else to do.
Barbara, you are hilarious. Let me ask you and Loren this, because this might be a sign of a money disorder. This is according to Forbes. They say you might have a money disorder issue if you're using the money to fill a void in your life, bring your happiness.
Okay.
If you're a workaholic and constantly looking for paychecks and can't wait to get the next one to spend it.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
You have a hard time saying no when people ask you for money. That's nice.
Oh, no.
I don't have a hard time saying no.
I don't have a hard time. I actually pay forward sometimes. Like, if I'm in Starbucks or something like that in the line, sometimes I'll pay for, like, the three cars behind me.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you say for the three cars behind you?
Yeah.
But that's only when her husband's out of town.
Clearly. She's like, I'll buy 20 grand worth of coffees.
Distribute it. Yeah.
Good morning, Barbara. Welcome to Starbucks. Is your husband out of town? Yes, he is. So we'll be buying the next 20 cars Starbucks. Okay, wonderful.
And then you can close up shop for the day.
Yeah.
Barbara, you're the best. Thanks so much for hanging with us in the morning.
Yeah, I love you guys. Y'all just make my morning.
You make our morning buying all these cars.
Mm-hmm. And sharing your story. Thanks, Barbara.
I'm making the dealership morning is what I'm doing.
I know. They walk in and they're like,
no kidding.
They walk in and they're like, Barbara, so where's your man?
Where's he at now?
They have his calendar. They know when he's going to trade shows.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You too. Bye, Barbara. Bye-bye.
They have his calendar. The people at the dealership's like, okay, listen, Barbara's husband's going to be gone three times this year. Get extra stock in.
It's March 19th. What's that mean? Barbara's husband's out of town in Vegas.
Making a sale today.
I got her.
She bought six cars. I don't think I've had six cars in my life.
Remember the episode? This is going to be random. And gosh, I hope some people listening know this, what I'm talking about. Remember the episode of The Office when Jim and Pam go to Dwight's beet farm? And Moe's, his cousin, runs along the car.
Yes.
That's what the salespeople are going to do when she pulls into the lot.
Trying to get her business.
About.
Oh, the salesman are chasing after her to try and get her first.
I love when you're so excited about something. God. I guess I know what we're doing. Later on, we're going to be watching that clip.
Hey, we want to know about your impulse buy, though. 704-570-9595. There's got to be more Roys and Barbers in the world.
Yeah.
Get to us on Valentine's Day on the MRL Show.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Do you have a money disorder?
Probably.
That's true. Like, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Amanda and I were talking about vacation, and we're like, you know, we really need our money and savings mm-hmm. for things that go wrong with the house that we bought. And I'm like, well, who cares? That's a disorder, Beanie.
Yeah. Vacation will get me every time, too.
Vacation. Mine's also like, it's like the little stuff we end up tiffing about. Like, I'll be out and I'll pick up like a, I don't know, like a bottle of soda. And he's like, we have drinks at the house.
Mm.
I'm like, yeah, but
I want one now.
I want one now on the way home.
Yeah.
I can't wait until I get home. I know it's only 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's super weird, too, Roy, because just like that, like, I don't mind spending money on a vacation, but, like, if I go to a Trader Joe's and I can get a $3 bottle of wine, I'm pumped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And when gas is $2.05, but the gas station across the street is $2.03, I'm going to the $2.03.
Yeah.
Like, I'm that cheap.
Let's talk to Casey in Salisbury. Hey, Casey.
Hey there.
Hi. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to y'all.
So tell
Thank
us,
you.
What's the impulse buyer you got?
Okay, my husband, he his dad lives out of town. He lives in Kentucky. So he goes up there sometimes to visit him, and he'll always come home with a new motorcycle. He'll trade his motorcycle while he's gone.
Oh, my gosh.
Does he do this a lot?
He had, like, he literally bought his last one, and I helped him get it at the end of the year because he got into one that he really didn't like. He got a brand new Road Glide, and he really hated it, so I helped him get out of it. And he actually is keeping this one, I think, maybe. He has not bought one this year.
It says on our notes, Casey in Salisbury, that he's bought how many motorcycles last year?
He bought 12 last year.
12 last year? Once a month he's showing up.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think he might have traded, like, in 1 month, like, one or two, like, I don't know. He was flopping around there for a little while. He couldn't find something that he really liked. And then,
wow.
I don't know. He likes to have new things. So, you know, like, I think he likes to have something different.
Makes him feel better. It's retail therapy, really.
Yeah.
Will he do something good for you for Valentine's Day tonight?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You're going to get a bike.
Yeah.
Getting his taxes done today, so maybe we'll do something.
Ooh. Okay. All right, Casey. Well, thanks for the call.
Thank y'all.
All right. Enjoy.
Motorcycles must hold their value if he's able to buy 12 in 1 year.
I guess.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, good gosh.
Hey, producer Nicole said we have one more restaurant reservation left.
Isn't it the one up in Mooresville?
It is. Yeah.
So if anyone wants, if you need a bailout, you forgot to make reservations. Now, we're not paying for the dinner. It's just the reservation. We got a fine restaurant up in Mooresville. We can get you in at a good time. 704-570-9595.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Rise and shine. Kiss 95.1.
Every morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.